patrolling the sidelines on game days and beating the pros inside the lines on off days. A 5'10 guard from Elon University. It's Bally Sports Wisconsin's Zora Stevenson on Homer and Tony. I'm a baller, high
roller, baby. Every week, can't wait to hear what she's going to agree with me about.
I always agree with Homer, like all the time.
Yep. Zora, how did those words even come out of your mouth?
Oh my goodness.
I always agree with Homer. That's just
it'll happen again this week. Go ahead, tell her what I said. Tell her what I said.
Hey, here, I'm gonna give you a chance. I'm gonna give you a chance to redeem yourself right now. Listen to this, Zora, and tell me if you agree with this.
I am putting Bucks general manager John Horst. He continues to make moves that make the team better. Watching Grayson Allen play, it's clear why they liked him enough to give him $20 million over the next couple of years, an extension of, and that's. The Bucks' a chance to repeat is going to be based solely on Horst's ability to add the right pieces to the stars that he has, and Grayson Allen certainly appears to be that. He's, and I mean, I know why I believe in him, because he can defend and he can score, and making threes is all a part of what he does. But John Horst continues to be the number one reason why they won last year and have a chance to win this year if he can put the right pieces
together. Number one
together.
Over Giannis?
Yeah.
That was a lot. Oh, that was a lot.
I mean, they had Giannis. Horst doesn't make the moves. They don't win last year. Agree or disagree?
I mean, Giannis, they don't win any year.
Well, but Giannis was there when he came. I got Giannis right, now.
But they don't win any year without Giannis.
Fine, yeah.
Take Giannis out the last 3 years. Bye-bye.
Yes, yeah. But you have a lot of teams with star players who can't win titles.
But they would have done the same thing without Horst the last 3 years. Zora, John Horst, the number one reason the Bucks won last year and will win, have a chance to win this year.
Homer, what I'm about to say pains
hey,
me.
Don't. There you go. Just break it to him, Zora. Just break it to him.
And John Horst is the person who actually taught me what I'm about to tell you all. John Horst is a part of why the Bucks were so successful last season and why they have an opportunity to be successful again. But the success of the team does not lie in one particular area. John Horst, the person that told me this, in order to win a championship, you have to be good, which he's a part of, but that's also on the players as well. You have to be healthy. He has no control over that. And you have to have a little luck. John Horst has no control over that. So there's just so many things that go into. I agree with you, Homer, on the fact that Grayson Allen was a great trade opportunity for the Bucks.
Zora, don't try to give him crumbs. Just...
But John Horst is not the sole
Thank
reason.
Or not the number one. No. Repeat.
But he has right. Not the well. I think I'm going to stick to sole reason because
No, we're not talking about what you said, Zora. We just want you to agree or disagree with what Homer said. Homer said the number one reason. That was his words.
Yeah, on that statement, it pains me.
Zora, stop trying to make the guy feel better. Just break the bad news to him. You disagree. Just say it.
She has such appreciation
Zora,
for old
it.
People. She knows I could die at any moment. She doesn't want me to go
she's
with
being
a negative.
Soft. Were you? You weren't a soft player, Zora.
No,
so don't be
no
soft
way.
Now, Zora.
There's no way she was a soft player. There's
I know.
No
so
way. I never saw her
break
play,
the news
but
to
I know
the guy.
This.
I disagree.
Thank you. Right. Like you tell that girl, you can't check me. You better get somebody else on me. Tell Homer. He's wrong.
Homer, it pains me.
Thank you.
All right. That's fine.
It pains him, too.
When you have to mention what John Horst says, I feel okay, because there's no way, other than me, that anybody would say that I was the number one reason.
So we'll make Homer feel a little better now that you put him in his place. You heard him mention Grayson Allen. Of the new guys, is he the biggest key so far? The biggest part? New part?
Well, I don't know if we can even have this conversation at this point because he's like the only newcomer we've seen. I mean, aside from like the rookies, right? I mean, Rodney Hood was just available for the first time against Indiana yesterday. Semi Ojeleye has not been available, and they really have talked him up in terms of his ability to just kind of be big, another big body, especially with, you know, the limited big bodies that the Bucks have. Yeah, Grayson Allen was a great pickup. Was he the best? I think that remains to be seen, but right now, for sure. And it was nice that he kind of got his three-point shot going. He said after the game yesterday that it was kind of like an about-time thing. I mean, he was 2 for 8 from a three-point line in the San Antonio-Miami game, so he was excited to kind of get it going during Indiana. But, yeah, I think it's too early for that, but right now he's definitely a big spark. But you can't, like, undervalue George Hill. I mean, no, he's not going to put up, you know, double figures every night, but he knows the system. Like, you trust George Hill, and especially right now with Drew out, I think he's a very valuable piece.
Have you noticed anything that stands out or anything's different, or it's same old Bucks? They have a confidence, Giannis, and what has anything surprised you or that you would list as what you've observed in the first few games?
Just how good they have been without the full picture. And all the different lineups, and with people being in and out, it's like they picked up right where they left off. And no, it's not like they're in mid-season form and clicking on all cylinders. But when you give context and all the background, the fact that, like, Giannis was barely in training camp and kind of was able to go full go at the end, and then, you know, Chris Middleton and Drew didn't really have an offseason. I mean, just all these things where, like, the team wasn't really together in the offseason, and then they just come back, and the people that have been in Milwaukee for a while – clicking on all cylinders, and then the newcomers slowly but surely finding their way in the system. I'm impressed. I really am, just with the way that this team has carried itself. And I know the Miami game was not the best, but, I mean, emotions were so high coming off the Nets and ring night and all that, and then you got to go to South Florida. So I kind of just throw that one out. I really have
got
been
that
impressed.
South
it's
Beach
so
hangover.
Early. Yeah. You know, I have never, I mean, it's what, my third season at this point. I've never, you know, covered the team where they've, like, won in Miami, where I physically have been in Miami. So, and they say that's one of the stops that kind of gets you.
Yeah, it can if you don't know what you're doing. Got to know what you're doing, Zara.
Miami
never
really,
got me.
No, Miami really, really, really wanted to win that game.
Zara, it did not get me. I'm telling you.
That is true, Homer. I think it's multiple. I mean, Miami always plays tough. Like, they're just kind of like a grinded out team. It was their home opener. Yes, maybe a little bit of the payback thing. And people were, like, you know, plugging up the PJ storyline. I really just think it was Miami basketball and PJ feeds into that. I don't think it was one of those things where PJ was like, guys, we got to beat the Bucks because, you know, that's my old team. No, Miami just plays like that. And they got the Bucks.
You alluded to it a little bit, but it's as if the Bucks are just still rolling. And there is a sense of incredible confidence, which I'm sure is appropriate when you're the woo champions. And then everything has to start with Giannis in terms of the standard that he sets, in terms of how hard you play, how hard you practice, and everything like that. There, I mean, there's a confidence watching them that you sense and you alluded to in talking about them this early in the season.
And it's a confidence, and I don't want to say cruise control because that alludes to the fact that they aren't trying. No, obviously there's a ton of effort, but it's just like they're going. You know, when you can go to work and it's not a stressful day at work, you're confident in your abilities, and you just do your job, and then you go home. That's what I'm feeling. And I know last season we were talking about this not too high, not too low, but it's just like this team understands what it has to do to get a win, and they go out and do it. And obviously there's going to be, you know, it's not going to be like this in the entirety of the season, but that's what I feel right now. And what's so impressive is they're doing that without having the full group together. Everything could change when you get the full group too. Just interesting to see. And it'll be, you know, they have a little bit of a homestand coming up. And so, again, as the season progresses, because, I mean, what, 4 games in at this point, we can't have any big themes really or any big conclusions. I mean, the coaches say they take it 10 games at a time in terms of trends. So I think we need to reevaluate after 10 games.
Talking with Zora Stevenson, we talk with her every Tuesday at this time. I don't know if anybody's going to say it or if there is Bud the same? Is Bud different? He certainly understands coaching after you've won a world championship because he experienced it so many times in San Antonio. Nobody said anything, and maybe they won't. I would assume he's just a little happier, if that's the right word.
It seems as such, but again, it's so early. I find, head coaches all around the league, it's like as the grind of the season goes, just like the players feel it, the coaches start to feel it. And so the beginning of the season, everybody was, all ready for media day, and they're all, they got their haircuts and they're, looking good. And as the season goes on, it's like you get to the All-Star break and everybody starts looking a little rough, right? So I think right now everybody's calm, cool, collected. He just got an extension, so, who wouldn't be happy when they get a promotion, right? And you talk about him being used to winning, but he's never won as a head coach. And I think there's, a difference in that. He seems like he's in a good place. But, again, not much has happened, so not a reason to be in any other place.
Is Kyrie Irving going to play?
No?
I don't know. None of us know, but the Nets have had to move on at this point like he won't be. I mean, they're really just trying to figure out, okay, what are we as a team without Kyrie Irving, a piece that we really built around, obviously, with the big three and Kyrie and KD and James Harden. So, I don't know. Would you hold out this long to change your mind? I don't know.
Yeah, no one knows what's going on with Kyrie. He's a little out there. He's a little weird. He's not like the rest of us. So I'm going to stick a little bit closer, and I'm talking about a little bit of the division, and those guys just to our south seem to be another team that's playing well right now.
Chicago?
Yeah, the Bulls. Yep.
They're for real.
They're looking good right now.
I don't know what for real is, but.
Hey, I mean, you're 4-0 for the first time since the 90s, and the last, I think it's 96, 97, the last time they were 4-0, and we know what happened that year, so good for them. I mean, the pieces, though, are so, they really are good on paper. Yep. I mean, Vucevic, a big fan of a big guy that can step out and spread the floor. You have, like, the floor general in Lonzo Ball, mid-range assassin in DeMar DeRozan, and then just, like, the go-to person in Zach LaVine. It was already his team, and now he's got so much more help, and everybody likes Alex Caruso. A lot of different pieces. I'm excited for them. You have to be excited, when a team kind of has a come-up. But a sustainability, right? How long do they sustain it? That remains to be seen.
Yeah, and I don't think they see the Bucks on the schedule for a while. I think I'm looking at like January. They don't play until January.
I could see them like a 5 seed.
I mean, it'll be interesting to see if the Bucks have that kind of like dominant dog type mentality where, okay, Chicago, we see you, what you're doing, but guess what? We're the big dog in the crew, and we're going to come in and prove it. I don't know.
Yeah, the Bucks, they're never like that, though, at least this iteration of the team with Giannis at the helm. They're so low-key. They are so, they never have that, like, bully dog, we're the champs mentality. They're just who they are.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of, like, flash, and I think that's why they don't get the attention that some think they deserve.
How high a seed do you think you'll be, Tony, Zora? The Bulls, I got them as a 5 seed. I think they're real. I think they're...
Think the Bulls will be 5?
Yes.
I don't know. Who you got? Who's going to be... Who else is going to be up there? You think the Nets are going to correct whatever their problems are having,
they'll be up
there.
Miami will be up there.
Zora?
Philly? Philly doesn't look bad.
What about the Knicks?
I know. Okay, Atlanta? Like, are there that... I mean, are the Bulls better than all those teams?
They're in the conversation.
Yes, I think they are.
The East is interesting. It really is. Because really, I mean, we're all biased here, but past the Bucks, well, Homer and I are biased. Past the Bucks.
I am not biased.
You are too biased.
So not.
Oh, come on. Admit it.
I'm very objective.
You played for the team.
I played for a lot of teams.
Fine. You live where you played for a team.
I get
you
it.
You grew up following this
team. I'm not saying I don't want the Bucks to win and do well.
Yeah, 100% okay.
But what I'm saying is I'm not going to say something that I don't believe.
Neither will I. Neither will Zora.
Please. That's all you do is say stuff you don't believe.
Never mind. Zora won't.
You say stuff that just came to your head 2 seconds ago.
Zora won't.
Zora will not.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't say things I don't believe.
Right. Neither do I, but Tony doesn't believe that, so it really doesn't matter.
But no, there are a ton of good-looking teams. But again, it's early.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of good-looking teams right now. But I still think the Bucks look as good as anybody early on.
I think they look better than anybody, honestly.
Yeah. See, now when she says it has some credibility, right?
Yeah, I mean, she took another step. I went one step. She went just to top me. She went one step further than me.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah.
Because that's what she thinks.
She just wants to beat me. That's how
No. She knows you're negative. You're Mr. Negative.
That's called
competitor. You rain on the parade. You rain on the parade.
I'm not negative.
You ruin
I'm
the
Mr.
parties.
Unbiased.
Pebble, get those
Mr.
comments
reality.
That Zora has had about Tony in the past. And then
about what? What comments?
Raining on the parade and stuff.
Oh,
party pooper?
Party pooper. There you go. I couldn't remember the exact words of Zora, but...
Sometimes. Sometimes you tend to be, Tony.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, that's when you guys get all excited for no reason about
that
nothing.
That is true.
I got to smack you down.
No,
come on, dude. There's no reason to be this excited.
Don't be soft on him. No. They were their world champions.
Zora, very similar to this Homer guy over here. Now saying that if the Packers win, they would go right to the top.
Yes, they'd be the favorite to win the Super Bowl.
He's crowning them after one game. But when they got smashed by New Orleans, he wasn't writing them off.
Yeah.
So you got to make up your mind. All is right, one game that significant or not?
He reigns on everybody's
brain.
Well,
it's only when it favors your team. You know?
Oh, yeah. There you go. Thank you, Zora.
Who we thought they were. Now, if you want to crown them, then crown their ass.
Crown them.
But they are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook.
Zora, right. We know that he's a party pooper, not just with the Bucks, but also with the
Zora
Packers.
Zora called me a party crasher.
Party crasher, okay.
Oh, was that the word? Yes.
Feel free to use it again whenever you'd like, Zora. Thanks. It's always fun.
Okay. Thanks for making me laugh.
Zora Stevenson, Homer, and the party
crasher.
I never agree with Homer, like all the time.
Except today. Now we can't play that anymore because she did not agree with Homer.
That's right. She didn't.
So we don't want to play a lie.